KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has approved urgent reforms for air traffic and navigation services after an expert report flagged staff shortages and outdated systems. A committee of experts was appointed to investigate last year's flight delays. It found the services using unreliable communication and navigation systems. The department's Colin Mcebe says the committee recommended hiring more air traffic controllers, upgrading key systems and improving management.
The minister has emphasized that these recommendations will be implemented immediately by the ATNS board and management. She also emphasized that her office will monitor progress closely. She further stated that she is confident that these actions will ensure that South Africa continues to provide safe and efficient operations in its airspace.
Load shedding could make a comeback this weekend after a more than 300-day stretch without rolling blackouts. But Eskom's Stephanie Mogwena insists it's only a temporary setback.
Load shedding is largely behind us due to the structural improvements in our generation fleet. However, over the past 7 days, we have experienced several breakdowns that require extended repair times. This has necessitated the use of all our emergency reserves, which now need to be replenished. Consequently, we are closely monitoring the status of our current emergency reserves, and load shedding up to stage 4 may be implemented over the weekend.
The case against the trio charged with Jocelyn Smith's disappearance has been postponed to next month. Only Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, appeared before the Western Cape High Court this morning. Smith, her boyfriend, Jacqueline Apollos, and Stefano Van Rijn faced charges of kidnapping and trafficking in persons for exploitation. Jocelyn mysteriously disappeared in February last year in Saldanha Bay. The presiding magistrate said that Apollos and Van Rijn were not in court due to an administration error.
The next pretrial date is the 28th of February. Ms. Smith, you are in custody. You will be returned on that day in custody. And as for accused number 1 and 2, a remand will be prepared for them to be brought to court on the 28th of February. In the meantime, to ensure that they are detained at Paul's Mall prison facility.
And Myanmar's junta has extended a state of emergency by 6 months. It seized power 4 years ago, triggering a civil war that has claimed thousands of lives. The military has been struggling to contain armed resistance to its rule. Today, its council unanimously approved the state of emergency extension, meaning elections cannot be held during this period. Durban and Richards Bay, 31 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 34. The top story, the Transport Minister has approved urgent reforms for the air traffic and navigation services after an expert report flagged staff shortages and outdated systems. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.